My name is Katia Aurelien, K-E-T-S-I-A-A-U-R-E-L-I-E-N. I'm a nurse practitioner. This is for patient Roxy Hale, R-O-X-I-E, Hale, H-A-L-E. Number one, chronic kidney disease, stage 3A. This CKD is likely related to cardiorenal syndrome, as well as nephrosclerosis associated with hypertension, hyperlipidemia, as well as the aging process. Her kidney functions have remained stable with BUN of 27 from 29, creatinine of 0.95 from 0.98, and GFR of 59 from 58. There is evidence of bacteriuria. However, the patient is asymptomatic, period. There is non-significant proteinuria of 512 urine protein to creatinine ratio from 477 milligrams, period. This bacteriuria could also be related to, this proteinuria could also be related to the bacteriuria. We will continue to monitor for now. She presents with trace edema to her lower extremities, which is related to her CHF, period. We advise her to decrease her sodium intake as well as overall fluid intake, period. Number two, anemia, iron deficiency anemia. Her HNH has consistently declined over the past couple of visits from 13 to 10 and is currently at 9.7. she was referred to the Florida Cancer Center for further evaluation. Also due to abnormal Kappa Lambda ratio, period. The patient states the last time she was seen at the Florida Cancer Center was over a year ago. However, she was not satisfied with the plan and service, so she has not returned, period. She is advised to go back for a potential bone marrow biopsy for further evaluation, period. She is reluctant to have the bone marrow biopsy because of the pain she will experience, her patient. We instructed her on the benefits of having it done, and we'll contact Dr. Riaz, R-I-A-Z, to see if it is possible to have the bone marrow biopsy completed at the hospital with conscious sedation, period. It was explained to the patient that there is no guarantee that this will be done. However, we will try to find out if it is a possibility, period. She is not currently taking any iron supplements as recommended due to constipation, period. Next line, hypertension, well controlled with blood pressure of 136 over 72. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, hyperlipidemia. stable on current regimen. Next line, coronary artery disease status post stent with AICD. Next line, dilated cardiomyopathy with EF of 30 to 40%. She follows with Dr. Siracuse, SIRACUSE, cardiologist. Period. Next line, hypothyroidism on replacement therapy. Next line, rheumatoid arthritis and fibromyalgia, followed by Dr. Torres, CORRES, rheumatologist. We will reevaluate this case in 3 months with laboratory workup. End.